have a lot of things today, but I have two main things that we must discuss.
Okay.
Okay. So the first thing we must discuss is the fact that concerts are back. People are going to concerts, but like full on venues, no mask. Like you walk in, rip the mask off, rip the Band-Aid off, and you are ready to party. It's amazing to me that I really thought that when Madison Square Garden reopened, they were going to do something where it was like 2 seats, 6 feet, 2 seats. No, people are right on top of each other. So last night was a really big night here in New York City. The Foo Fighters basically launched the 2021 concert moment, where if you have a vaccination card and you can prove that you were vaccinated, you buy a ticket and you're allowed in the venue.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sold out. Madison Square Garden was sold out last night, and people were there with no masks on, sitting next to some stranger with no mask on that they trust has been vaccinated and didn't bring a fake vaccination card.
Right. And that was the thing, is you had to show on your phone or in the card itself. Like you said, I don't know how you can fake that, you know, but you can. But there was a huge crowd outside protesting that show last night.
Yeah, that's stupid. It was just, you know, it wasn't a huge crowd. I walked by there.
Did you really?
Yeah, it looked like a huge crowd. I'll tell you why I walked by, because I was going somewhere else. I'll tell you that in a second. But it wasn't a huge crowd, but it was enough people standing together that when they took photographs of them, it looked like more people than there were.
Oh, okay. There were
more homeless people laying around asking me for change than people protesting. It was all the anti-vaxxers that were like, you won't let us come to your concert because we're not vaccinated. It's like, they don't want you. They don't want you. What do you care? Why do you care the Foo Fighters don't want you?
Mm-hmm.
So that's stupid. But anyway, everyone had a great time. You should have seen Twitter blew up with people who were there. But what was so funny was the highlight of the night was not the fact that the Foo Fighters performed on stage and the audience was vaccinated, masks off, partying like it's 2019. 2019, I don't know, 1999, how do you say that, 2019? Mm. The highlight was the fact that for some unknown reason, Dave Chappelle showed up, which if you're a New Yorker, you know that Dave Chappelle is known for showing up at the strangest times, in the strangest places, sometimes comedy clubs, sometimes not. Suddenly you'll be somewhere, boom, Dave Chappelle. He shows up on stage with the Foo Fighters and performs Radiohead Creep.
I didn't know Dave Chappelle could sing.
He can't.
Oh, okay.
he's it's karaoke for him. But, you know, everybody was there with their phones up. You know, I guess Chappelle is... Did he host the night that the Foo Fighters performed? Is that how they became friends?
He hosted at SNL? Yes, on Saturday Night Live.
I mean, look, they're the same age. They have a lot of the same references.
But to pick this song. So can he sing? No.
Not really. No. This is like when you're at karaoke and your drunk friend is like, oh man, let's do Creep.
But your drunk friend is Dave Chappelle. That's the difference.
Yeah. Yeah, he's talk singing. I wish I was special.
You're so fucking special. He knows the song.
Everyone knows this song. not really very good. But, you know, the Foo Fighters played it really well. It was exciting. I really thought Dave Grohl was going to step in and it was going to be like, you know, Dave and Dave, and they were going to sing together. That's what I was hoping was going to happen.
No, you just let Chappelle do it.
How about this? I'll leave the comedy to Chappelle if he leaves the singing to the Foo Fighters.
Right.
look, it's a moment. It's one of those things where like you're back, you're so excited. I have to say, like, as somebody who also last night went out and did something without a mask on publicly in an event that I'll tell you about in a second, when you're in that moment, it's the same feeling you have when you first got vaccinated, where it's like, oh my God, this is almost over. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about a vaccination for so long. I'm finally doing it. I'm going to get my life back. It's that same emotional moment. And I think everybody collectively was having that they were not going to judge the fact that Dave Chappelle can't sing. They didn't care about that. All they cared about was that, holy crap, I am out. I'm out of my house. I'm at a concert. It's like the before times. There's a band on stage. There's strangers around me, and we're fine. We're fine. And New York, it's perfect. New York is doing this because, funny enough, when New York at the beginning of COVID had the highest COVID rates in the entire country, they now have the lowest COVID rates.
Yeah, like 0.38, some incredible number.
Actually, insane. New York City is 0.19, so it's even less.
Insane.
Think about it this way. You're vaccinated. Even if somebody around you has COVID, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
So.
No, I love that. I mean, I felt when he announced it that they were doing that, I felt finally we can get out. And I even walked into another place today without a mask on. I don't even have a mask in my car right now.
Really? That you? I'm surprised to hear that.
I don't even have one in my car right now.
Okay, that's pretty shocking for you.
It is, and it takes me back to go, wow, I'm actually at that point, but yeah, I am.
Well, we're not fully at that point because COVID is not 100% gone, but in New York, it really feels that way. So last night, I went to the theater.
Did you really?
Yeah, I went to the theater, not a movie theater. So Broadway hasn't officially opened, but a couple of cabaret places and a couple of off-Broadway theaters have opened because they're smaller venues and they can control the environment. So I went to Studio 54 last night.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Be More Chill was a musical that my family was involved with, and I really loved it. It was a great musical, and I saw it a million times, and it's like my favorite musical. The guys from Be More Chill do a cabaret act. So they were performing at Studio 54 last night, and my mom and I went, and you show up at the door. You show on your phone that you are vaccinated. They make sure that it's you. You got to show ID with it. So they make sure that you're not like you didn't borrow somebody else's card, mm-hmm. you know, and you walk in. But the way they did it was really smart. It was tables. So me and my mom had our table. The next table was about, I don't know, maybe 6 feet away at least. And the person had their back to us. So even though everybody in the room was vaccinated, you walk in, everyone took their masks off. The waiters didn't even have masks on.
Yeah,
nobody.
That's the thing now. The waiters.
No one had a mask on. I've been to restaurants in New York. The waiters and the staff all have masks on still, but the patrons, when you're eating, you don't have to wear one. So I think that's kind of odd.
Mm-hmm.
But here I am in an environment, a theater environment, not one person with a mask. It felt like the before times.
Is it the original Studio 54?
So Studio 54 has gone through several incarnations and has been bought and sold many times since Ian Schrager owned it back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Now what they have is Studio 54 itself is a big theater. Then there's a smaller theater called 54 Below, which is, I think it's like normally 100 seats, but because they did tables, I think they sat like half the people. There might have been 50 people there.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, there were booths in the back and they had partitions between each booth. Our table was nowhere near anybody else, and nobody had a mask on, and it was like a normal night out of theater.
So what did it feel like to actually be out with people?
It felt like that same moment when you first got vaccinated, and you're like, oh my God, I'm almost back to normal. This feels like it's emotional because you're like, theater's back. I'm back. We're back. Here we all are. Enjoying a performance without masks on and like singing along and laughing and applauding. And it seems like a weird thing because that's such a boring, like who cares? Theater, big deal.
Mm. But no, it is a big thing. It's a big thing for you because everybody else, I think in the whole country, we've been out, we've been doing things in the public. You really have been locked up for 14 months.
Yeah, New York has been extra, extra super careful, and they kept threatening us with another lockdown, another lockdown. Mm-hmm. They kept shutting things. They shut more things. They shut movie theaters. They started shutting restaurants. They gave them curfews, that kind of thing. So the fact that now New York, it really feels like post-pandemic. It was such an emotional thing mm-hmm. that every time they got done with a song, everyone stood up and cheered and shouted like it was a rock concert.
And then you walk past Madison Square Garden and there's assholes out there protesting.
Yeah, like I said, there was so few assholes protesting. It was mostly concert goers and people that were just... And of course, you know, back to like selling the merch outside, selling mm-hmm. the trying to sell your ticket and, you know, all the fake ticket sales and all that, you know, the same scams that always, there were more
back
people.
Back to normal.
There are more people selling fake tickets to see the concert than people protesting the concert.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a non-thing. It was just the news made more of it than it actually was.
Yeah, because on the news, it looked like half of New York was protesting the Foo Fighters playing Madison Square Garden.
I mean, maybe they were, I'm going to say 10 people.
Could have been the angle of the camera that they had. It looked like a lot of people.
No, it was not a lot. It was not a lot. And but it was, like I said, very exciting. The thing that was weird, especially being on Broadway, because Studio 54 is in the middle of Broadway. It's Broadway and 54th Street. Mm. The weird thing was, all the other theaters around it, dark. Everything was closed. And normally it's packed. You can't get a cab. You can't walk down the street. There's too many people. It was like a ghost town. We walked through Broadway. There was nobody there. We got the first cab that turned. We were like, great, we'll take a cab home. There's a cab. There was nobody on the street. It really felt weird and creepy.
So that's not 100% back yet, but... Probably
July. The tourists are not here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we didn't have tourists and the theaters are mostly like the big theaters are mostly closed. Mm-hmm. So there's no foot traffic.